Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And thank you once again for tuning in to our boardroom chats. We do this with you in mind and God in mind.
That's right, Jesse. This is number 309.
My, you counting, huh? You
keep it going. Well, I don't count it, but they keep it on. They put it on the top for you because I requested
that. Praise
the Lord.
What a blessing.
I was just curious.
What's the first one we did? You know what I said?
No. I really don't.
See, she don't
I'd have
listen
to go back and look.
She don't listen.
What did
to me
you
at all.
Say? What did you say?
I don't know what I said, but I knew it was good.
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure
good.
It was. Ladies
you
and gentlemen,
you could go back and look at it because yeah, we have all
go.
Of them on the app.
That's right.
Which is a great thing to do,
and it's free. That's a wonderful
totally
thing.
Totally free. So well, to them, but not to us. The partners help us get that.
Yeah,
done.
Our partner. We had. It costs us. It ain't nothing free around us. Other than that, we free in God, whom the Son has set free, is free indeed.
Yeah,
but all this costs
say,
so much money and everything, it just takes it. But that's all right, you know.
When we ask people to say, "Are you free?" No, but I'm reasonable.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, that's a little side
actually
joke.
A little cheap.
Side joke.
God is so good. I want to talk about a word that everybody loves called power.
Oh, I like that.
I
word.
I mean, power is a wonderful word,
power.
But it can be dangerous
sure.
if you don't direct it right. And flow it right. And you know, I've noticed something for over 2,000 years, the church has tried to shut down our power source.
Hmm.
For over 2,000 years because of some doctrinal point of view.
Hmm.
And Jesus had come together in the unity of faith. He didn't say the unity of doctrine. And I'm going to prove this. If you'll go with me to the book of Acts, I believe chapter 9. Well, let me read. Chapter 18,
okay.
verse 24 first, then I'm going to chapter 19.
Okay.
A certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. So he knew the word of God, or he knew the law. This man was instructed, verse 25, in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Verse 26, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And he keeps going on. And now Acts chapter 19, verse 1, and it came to pass that while Apollos, this very fervent spirit man, learned in the scriptures, was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, and this is where I want to get to, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? Watch this. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Verse 3, he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that you should believe on him, which should come after him, and that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to go back to verse 2. He said unto them, have received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Now, if I would read that today, it would sound like this. He said to them, hey, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Or you've been filled with the baptism? That is not of today. It's of the devil. We don't want that speaking in tongues. There's no longer any of that kind of junk. That's what they say. See, for 2,000 years, they have shut down the power to a lot of good people. Now, a lot of people received it, but a lot of good people. They say, well, that's not for today. Well, I want to ask you a question. How did I get it? How did Kathy get it? Now, Kathy was filled with the Holy Ghost way before I was, I think you were filled with the Holy Ghost before I was even saved.
Totally,
you got
yeah.
saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's what helped me to get you saved.
Yeah.
She that had was to, a power.
Yeah, you had to have power to get uh-huh. to me. Or she
I
had
did.
To have power in her spirit to overcome my outlaw spirit. Because I
true.
Wouldn't say I wasn't born
so
again.
True.
See, those kind of things. And she did it with words. Words are containers and vessels that hold God's power. And yet people still fight that. They say, you shouldn't have that. Why? I mean, it's like living in a house with no electricity. Yeah, you got the house. Yeah, you got the furniture. But in the summer, you sweating. And in the winter, you freezing. But when you have electricity, you put on the heater. You put on, the air conditioner. And then you live comfortable in your house.
Right.
And what God wants every one of you is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Watch this. Now, I'm going to say this. Now, here's where the doctrine part gets nuts. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. Why would you fight evidence? Well, that's not for today. How did I get it? Paul said he's speaking tongues more than you. Well, that's all gone by. Nothing's gone by. We need the same power today as Paul had when he was walking on the earth, Peter, because we're coming against the same devil. Why would God give us less power to fight the devil, even though he's just as strong, maybe stronger today, and let them have the power to overcome the devil? See, it just doesn't make any sense. Now, here's the reason why a lot of people don't believe that in the theologians and seminaries. How do you teach the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How do you teach speaking in tongues? Because it's not intellectual activity. It's not range and research. It's not induction and reasoning. What it is a revelation, revealed knowledge of God himself through the personage of the Holy Spirit, taking your tongue and speaking his language through your tongue. And while it's going out, it's coming in to fill you with phenomenal power. And I mean to live in what I call a power level. That if you want to be cooler, you just put the air conditioner down. You want to be warmer, you just put the heater up. Whatever. See what I'm saying? And yet so many people fight that. I want to tell you something. It's a gift that's worth having, and you should have it all. What do you think, Kathy?
I love that. You know, there's so much here in the scriptures that you just read that I'm seeing more clearly, actually, than I have in a while. It just reminded me of how, you know, you began in chapter 18.
Right.
And Apollos went through, and this Priscilla and Aquila, we've heard a lot about them, but this was a point where even Priscilla and Aquila didn't know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
They were in Ephesus, but then it says, While Apollos was at Corinth, so apparently Apollos had left Corinth, left Ephesus at the beginning of 19. And then Paul comes to Ephesus, finding out that they hadn't even heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to continue reading because you stopped in verse 5, but chapter 19, verse 5.
Go ahead.
Because you said, and when they heard this, because he was telling them about the baptism of the Holy Spirit in chapter 19, mm-hmm. verse 1 through 5 is what you read.
Mm-hmm.
But verse, and it says, and they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the next verse clarifies that this was not a water baptism because they had already heard about that. They heard about the baptism of John. Apparently they were water baptized, which was baptized into repentance. But verse 6 makes it clear that it was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, remember that this was after the day of Pentecost, which was Acts chapter 2. So those same theologians who have that cessation doctrine, who say it's not for today, but that was for then. It only happened in the upper room. This was afterwards. And
why I stopped at verse 5? Because that's the doctrinal dispute right there. Watch this. You can't be baptized. It's another doctrine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And some people don't believe that. You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
But this
see how doctrine sometimes can separate people?
But this baptism was the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which they hadn't yet heard about. Verse 6 says, and when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. I mean, they were preaching. They were doing the very same thing that the men and and women that were in the upper room. It started out with 120, so we keep saying that there was 120, but that was in the beginning. More may have come in, but at minimum 120 men and women mm-hmm. were filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke in an unknown language to them, and prophesied.
And these people was about 12
this happened
people.
Again. There were 12 of them.
Yeah.
So that proves
it's a duplication.
Holy Spirit is available for whosoever will believe and receive it. It's for everyone. In fact, we need it.
It's a duplication of what happened on the day of Pentecost. These 12 got filled.
Yeah, and that's what Paul said actually in Acts chapter 2. I think it was 3.
Let me interrupt you. Why do you think people fight that? I'm talking about theologians. I'm talking about people. They love the Lord. I mean, are they saved? Yeah, I believe they're saved, sure. But why do you think, if you can give us your opinion on it, why they fight speaking in tongues today or things of that nature. You got any idea about that?
I really can't even understand it, because if you want all of God, this is, maybe they just don't know what the scriptures say. When these people understood what the scriptures said and what was available to them, they received it.
Right.
So, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think they try to intellectualize the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You see, and if they can't figure it in the mind, the will, and the emotion, which is the soul of man, then they'll reject it to the spirit of man where the Holy Ghost resides.
I remember when I hadn't even heard of such a thing as the Holy Ghost, yeah, speaking in tongues in the way, because I remember being frustrated and you weren't saved, I was saved. And I was telling you one day, because you were the one I would talk to. I didn't have nobody else to talk to. But your mama had taught you a lot of things. I remember telling you, Jesse,
something. She told me a lot of that. I didn't believe any of it.
Well, you had some head knowledge.
But yes, I had some head knowledge.
And so I remember talking to you, and I asked you, Jesse, it seems like I need something. So God was moving me. I was wanting to go deeper, and I knew there was something else I needed to know. And you told me you were making fun of me, actually.
I wouldn't make fun of you. Yeah, I was trying to shut you down. And I said, what you need is the Holy Ghost. I was trying to, I was very close to blaspheming, I guess.
Like
you could
the
say.
Stadium lights went on in my head. I thought, Holy Ghost, what's that? Because I had just started reading the Bible and I hadn't gotten to that part yet. And so I called home, I called your mama at her house asked her about that. What is that all about?
And she said, there's a revival going on. You need to come down here. And I said, I flew you home.
I said, I'm coming.
It cost me money to get Kathy filled with the Holy Ghost, but that was worth it.
It's a good investment.
And I never,
looking back, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, this happened. You might have heard her say this before. In St. Louis, Missouri, is when I told her to go home. I said, well, meet me in Chicago at O'Hara Airport 2 weeks later, because she wanted to spend a little time with her mom there. I said, okay, now watch this. I can remember it like it was yesterday. So 2 weeks, I'm in O'Hara Airport. This one, you'd have to go through TSA. None of that stuff. You could just walk in, go straight to the gate, blah, blah, this and that. Okay. So I'm standing there, boy, and then people are coming off the plane. You know how they're coming down to that ramp, you know, coming off. And finally, I'm doing this, and then I kind of see a little glimpse of Kathy coming, you know. And then finally, here she comes, you know. And I look at her, and I go like this, like that. She goes, like that. But she didn't just do this. She can't walk. It had an attitude walking. Kind of like, staying alive, staying alive. Woo, woo, woo. She had that you know, Travolta would walk like that. Yeah,
not
but I mean,
everybody knows that song.
Yeah, but that's an attitude, the way he walked.
It's definitely.
And she came in and she looked at me and she said, I got the power. I said, what? I got the power. You're going down, sucker. I got the power. And I thought, ooh, she got the power. But she did. And then when I would try to come back at her with some of my ungodly stuff, she did. It was like it would just blow it out the window, and I couldn't affect her anymore. That's what I'm telling you about, that you need this power. The devil in me could not stop the God in her and the effectual prayer she prayed, and it would just work. I mean, before I could bust through the wall and just do what I want, boom, boom, I just couldn't get through it. None, zero. And that's what we were talking about today. Everyone needs this.
Yes.
And I pray that you receive it.
And you know, Jesse, not a lot of people get it this way. In our chapter 19, they received it when Paul taught it and he laid hands on them, he said, and they received the Holy Spirit. And I received it that same way. I heard about the Holy Spirit, went visit your mom. She brought me to a revival because she said, there's a revival in town. I'm going to bring you to that church, and you're going to receive. And I said, I'm ready. So I flew down. I remember going to that.
It.
And I don't remember what the evangelist spoke on. I just wanted him to get to the end because I knew that's when they were going to. I was going to have an opportunity to receive.
Right.
And so I remember going forward and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, spoke fluently, instantly, the moment he laid his hands upon me. I had faith for that. I was believing for that. But there are a lot of people who receive it privately in their home. Our daughter Jody received it privately, one-on-one with God.
At school.
At school while she's in the library. She says she's looking at an apple. And the reality of God's creation and how real God must be, and all the things we had been teaching her and taught her and what she's seen in our lives,
we didn't force
came
her.
To a reality, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak
in
with
the library
tongues,
at school.
With the evidence of speaking in tongues, speaking there. And she still
tell him about Meredith.
And then, you go ahead.
No, no, I don't have the full story.
The same thing. Meredith was private in her bedroom, came down and told her mama that she was filled with the Holy Spirit while she was praying and seeking God, thanking God, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
I'm telling you,
God can get this gift to you if you're hungry for it. And I believe that God has led us to speak on this because there are many of you back there, watching us from wherever you're watching, may not have received this gift. And it's for everyone. It's a gift to everyone, their children, and even their children's children, Paul said in
it's
Acts.
A gift.
Peter said
it. I'll say it just like this. You're going to get it. Don't you want to be more attractive? Yeah, everybody likes to look good. Holy Ghost, it's going to make you look good. I'm telling you, it's going to make you attractive. Because you see, people will see there's something different about this woman. There's something different about this man. There's something different about this kid. Because it makes you attractive, man. It gives you power. And people with power, when they walk in a room, you know they're there. There's something they see. And it's an and it's wonderful. But then here you come with the Pharisee, the Sadducee, the Zealot. I'm using that as example. You know, people that don't believe in this kind of stuff, and they say, and they try to bump up against and do everything they can. And yet, to me, the reason why I'm talking about today, God wants you to live so much better than you are. You that are not filled with it, or you say, well, sure, you've received salvation. You're born again, but. In other words, when you got saved, you received the Holy Spirit. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost receives you in a way that is able to come out to others. All of a sudden, you'd look at something that seems impossible, sickness, and you go, we can get that healed. And you almost get bold about that. And you begin to lay hands on people and minister to people and help people because it's such a powerful and glorious gift. And I am a testimony to that fact because I was doing everything I could to shut down the God in Kathy. But when she walked off that plane in Chicago, I couldn't stop it. And she was stronger. She was lit up like a light, son. She was ready. You know, I mean, she was ready to go to war. You know, that song, war, war, what is it good for you? My son, she won the battle with me. I mean, and then when I got born again, watch this. And she told me I needed the Holy Ghost. And so I tried to get it. You ever been there? Somebody spitting in your face. Come on. Be speaking, rubbing your head. And I thought, and it bothered me. And I got frustrated because I couldn't receive because I was trying to intellectualize it. Well, I know how to speak in English. I can speak a few words in French, you know, and things of that nature, but how do I speak in tongues? I mean, I don't know that language. And I never forget, and you've heard this, it's one of my most famous stories, the cross-eyed preacher. What a wonderful man. We loved him. His name was Brother Wallace Key. He's going home to be with the Lord now. I tell you what, he was a wonderful man. But a lot of people abused him. And I don't know why. They just was... I don't know, mean to, but he was a prophet of God, and he came to our church. Watch this, another revival. Very cross-eyed and things of that nature. And Kathy's sister was with, Christine was there with us. And he said, y'all come up here, and the way he talked, y'all come up here. He had a real gravelly voice, you know, and you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. And I wasn't going. I said, I hadn't had enough of this. If this is a gift, this is the hardest gift I've seen in my life to give. My God, maybe I'm just not supposed to have it. And Christine, Kathy's sister, she says, let's go up there. Come on, Jay, you want to come with me? I'm going to go up there. And I don't want to tell Christine, no, you know, because Christine's sweet as pie, you know. And I said, okay. So I walked up there, and I thought, well, here we go again. And brother, that man that God used didn't give me time to intellectualize. Or let me just make it simpler, to think. How do I do this? Bam! He hit me with them. I mean, he looked at me. I couldn't tell if he was looking at me. I mean, because...
Because you weren't sure which eye was looking at you.
Yeah, well, you know, because he was cross-eyed. But, you know, what happened was, and I think God actually used that so I couldn't think about the tongue stuff. You know, see, trying to intellectualize. And I've heard myself... praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, this is what I heard myself say inside myself while I was praying in the Holy Ghost. This is so simple. It was like you ever shocked yourself put your finger in a socket or
get close to
it. Or if you static electricity, you go to something, pow, you move, you know. And I mean, and it went through you, so just it don't take much, just a little time. And I remember I went home. After I got the Holy Ghost, I ain't got the Holy Ghost 24 hours. The next day, son, I was like Kathy, staying alive. Woo, woo. I mean, I had that attitude, not in a looking down way, a power way. In other words, I knew a new level of power had been given to me, a new level of love had been given to me, a new level of introduction even more into God's presence. And now that's all them years ago. We're celebrating 50 years of ministry, and it's still getting stronger. Amen. Now, I've grown so used to it, it's very hard sometimes to speak, to pray in English. I'm not even thinking about praying in tongues. I'm not thinking about, you know, building yourself up in the most Holy Ghost. This is not the baptism, this way. And all of it just breaks over. And this is the most amazing thing, and I'm telling you, people say, well, that's a Pentecostal experience. That's true. But it's more than a Pentecostal experience. And what's the word I can use, Lord? Help me on that. It's an inward experience of fellowship with God Almighty. All of a sudden, you're like me and Kathy sitting here. Get closer to me. All of a sudden, you're like this. And you're looking, there she is. And there God is. And I mean, and he never leaves. It's the most amazing thing. But it helps you in yourself and other people to help them get them out of discouragement, give them encouragement, and you know, encourage the oxygen of the soul breathe. And man, you can walk in a room when it's so depressed. And how many times I've done that in those hospitals, of intensive care, you know, the waiting room, and people just down. And but if I come walking in there with that Holy Ghost, and I tell you what, it ain't a minute. I start talking to them. I know your loved one may be over there, and you don't know if it's going to happen, but I'm going to tell you something. If you believe God, and all of it, and boy, that Holy Ghost begins to come out through me. It creates hope. You see, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And I say, I got to go pray for this person. Is that your mother in there? That your brother, your father, grandfather, your friend, whatever? I'll pray for them too. Who would you do that? It pulls, man. It makes, watch this, me attractive. Because God is attractive.
I love that.
And that's a wonderful word. And then you go in there, and my God, I don't care how bad it looks, you got that attitude. They said, you're going to die. Stay alive.
I love that.
I mean, for you know it, it's working.
So good.
Y'all enjoying this? I'm preaching this morning.
I'm enjoying it. It's so good.
Yeah, I can't get over. I can get John Travolta in it.
But no, but you know, I like that. I think that's what we probably should call this one, Staying Alive with the Power or something like that. And it just brought me back to Acts chapter 1, how this was really the promise of the Father. So when people criticize the gift that God gave you, you're in dangerous ground.
Ooh,
Jesus
yeah.
told them in Acts chapter 1, he says, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of me. So he had already told them about this. You can find out more about that in the Gospel of John, chapters 14, 15, and 16, where he's talking to them and in the Last Supper before
right.
he went to the cross. But I love what it says in verse 8, but you shall receive power. This is Ooh. The words of Jesus. It's in red in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. And that's what I was. I became a stronger witness. My witness was more effective, more powerful because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
You know how I explain it, Kathy?
How?
You would do it like this. This before she had the Holy Ghost. It's almost kind of like you need to get saved, man. You're going to hell, you know? But I mean, okay. After she had the Holy Ghost, she's got a microphone and she's in the stadium. Yeah, you're going to. Whoa!
It amplified the power
yeah.
behind my words. Amplification. Was just amplified.
I'm talking. I couldn't stop it. See, when she was like that, I could just override that voice. But, buddy, I mean, when she come off that plane, I remember it like it was yesterday, son. I couldn't go over her volume of the power that was given to her.
I want to say something too about maybe some of you that may have heard wrong teaching about, yes, the Holy Ghost was real. It happened on that day in the upper room, but it's not for today. It is for today. I gave you another example how 12 were filled when Paul was teaching in Ephesus.
Right.
And so about that, and we just read about it. But also in Acts chapter 10, how Peter, after he had received the vision of the sheet coming down from heaven, and then after he was sent to the house of Cornelius, and a Gentile, he was just teaching them about the word. He says, we want to hear words that you spoke, you know, our family, the family was all gathered there. And this is what Peter was preaching, and he says, the word, this is Acts chapter 10, verse 37, the word I say, which you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. This is connecting those verses that you started with, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses. So Peter was a witness. We are witnesses of all these things which he both did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on the tree. But it goes on to say that while, verse 44, while Peter yet, he starts preaching the gospel to them. And verse 44 says, and while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them, on all them which heard the word, the whole household. And they of the circumcised which believed were astonished, because they heard them speak, it says in verse 46, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God in that verse. So it's so powerful.
It's like, let me just say this. It's like I like the word fell on them. It's like you're walking down the street. You don't want this to happen. And somebody takes a bucket of water, throws it out. They didn't even know you're down there. Bam, it just hits you. And you're just instantly soaking wet. I mean, now you look, what is going on? It's that life changing.
Yes.
And then you get that, staying alive. I can't, staying alive. The Bee Gees, you know.
So what Peter had, he was able to give.
Let me do my singing song. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, staying alive.
I'm not going to sing.
And they call the movie Saturday Night Fever. Well, you got more than the fever, son. What you got.
And it's better than just on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning. It's to last your whole lifetime.
Yeah, all the way. In fact, you know, I've never said this, and I just thought of that, God, but you take it to heaven with you.
Oh, wow.
I have never said that in 50 years of ministry. It is so life-changing that when God is going to rapture us out of here, you go by the way of the grave, you take that tongue-talking power to heaven with you.
Wow.
It don't ever leave you. Power.
You know, they call it a heavenly language.
That's exactly right.
And when you speak, sometimes there are different manifestations of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There is the gift of tongues, which is a prophetic kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then you have the gift of prophecy, which will interpret the tongue, or the interpretation of the tongues.
Yes.
But there is another time where you just speak unto God himself.
That's
and he says, you build up your most Holy Ghost yourself, praying in the Holy Spirit.
But what we're talking today is baptism.
Baptism. It starts there.
You just got hit with a bucket of water, you know, and you just soaking wet. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed what we're talking about today. And because I know it wasn't by accident, I asked the Lord this morning as I was coming, I just got to the office here, and the Lord said, you talk about that power that they need. And I said, oh, yeah. And I think I got to preaching a little bit. And of course, I use kind of crazy examples like staying alive, but people, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But the thing that I liked about that movie was not, he was a great dancer, but when he would walk, he had that attitude. Well, buddy, not in a bad way. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you're going to get an attitude. But not in a bad way, in a loving way.
Well, you know, when you get born again, you get the life of God.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost helps you to stay alive.
That's it.
And so you gives you that reinforcement of the power that you need.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Let's pray for them.
Yeah, we're going to pray for them just a minute. But I want to talk about the partners who allowed us to do this today. Because without our faithful financial partners, hey, we couldn't do any of this. Do you know you bought this table? These lights, those cameras that are we looking at and you looking at us. You did, you know, and Lock, Stock, and Barrel. I ask you today to, if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. To me, this is not a financial gift. To me, this is a seed, which is greater than a financial gift. If you think about money, paper, and if you had it in coin, it don't do nothing. But when you have a seed, you plant it in good soil, it produces harvest. It comes up. And I ask you guys, we want to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time, which we are doing. I want to say this. I felt the Lord to say it. Right now, we have $20 million worth of projects on our desk. We got to build an event center. I got to build another hangar. All these, and we do everything debt-free cash since 1982. That's how long we've been debt-free. It's wonderful. And, you know, I preach to billions, you know, social media all across the world. We're believing God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. People say, that's a lot of people. Not with the amount of people I'm preaching at, not the amount of people that's watching this. Now, some are going to give more, some are going to give less. That's $20 million. We will immediately pay for everything, and I won't own it. Kathy won't own it. This belongs to God. No one owns a church. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to ask you to give today, and nothing too big, nothing too small. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, not only will you get the 20,000, and it's happening, people are doing it right now as I speak. He said, but you got a 20 million chunk giver. And I thought, well, good God, what am I going to do with that? You know, because I don't want just money to look at it. He said, that's called the replenish. You will spend, and I will replenish it for the next thing. And I said, okay, Lord, I ask you to prayerfully consider what God would have you to do. And if you'd like to do that, you can go to jdm.org and hit the donate button if you want. You can use PayPal if you want to use that. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or go to our free JDM app and you can get that done. Select the giving you want, or you can mail in a donation. I promise you before God and man that me and Kathy will not touch $1 of it. We have never done that. That's simply the truth. And let me tell you something about the IRS, our Internal Revenue Service. They've been here, and they said, this thing's clean as a whistle. And it will be as long as me and Kathy are the head of this ministry. And I don't see me getting rid of my job because I'm believing for God to come in my life. But I'm telling you, we need you to stand with and believe it. And let me tell you why. When the gospel preached to the world for a witness, which means they don't have to receive it, but they got a witness, the end shall come. So you that are watching, you'll come with us. We'll all go to heaven. This is going to be a great time. But while you're here, get this gift and let it produce that power, and it will bless you. Do you agree with what I'm just saying? Right. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord.
It's available for anybody for that everyone. Will believe it. And just like salvation's free. You don't pay for any of it. You trust God and he blesses you.
And you will notice so instantly. You see somebody sick, you go, man, the devil ain't got a right to touch that person. You don't even have to know them. Because there's something in you. Boy, it's ready to go. So thank you for watching us today. And it's such a blessing. We didn't get a chance to read our testimonies then, but we'll do it again next week. I tell you what, man, I enjoyed today. And so we're going to go off the air doing this, staying alive, staying alive.
Well, I wanted to pray in our partition.
Oh, yeah, I'm
going to
do that before we go off there. Yeah, we're going to pray and think. But I mean, just, and I'm telling you, it will work. You can receive it right now when we pray this prayer. Can I have your hand, Mom?
Yes.
Father, in the name of, Kathy, look at the camera. Okay. Don't close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we ask you to fill people right now with the gift you gave us.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, whether people come against that or not.
Yes, Lord.
So they can hear you speak through them.
Yes, Lord.
In a tongue they don't even know how to speak. Father, I pray that right now, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet.
Amen. Thank you.
And that power will come inside of them in such a degree that everybody knows. And they'll become so attractive. And people will see that.
Thank you, Lord.
And know that. Father, you said the two of us agree.
Yes, Lord.
Well, Lord, I'm going to kind of do what Brother old Wallace Key used to do. I'm going to put my hand out there.
Yes.
And I'll never forget when he touched me. Amen. I heard myself. Lord, I ask you to fill everybody.
Fill them, Lord.
Right now.
Holy Spirit, with evidence of speaking.
Let their families and their friends see the magnificent difference they are as you fill in them with the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Fill them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Kathy, Jesse, saying we love you. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Enjoy your gift. Stay alive. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.